This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 2nd. God's word for you today is, do your part. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 6, verse 14 to 15. And it says, in prayer, there is a connection between what God does and what you do. You cannot get forgiveness from God, for instance, without also forgiving others. If you refuse to do your part, you cut yourself off from God's part. The first battle we need to win for our lights to shine brightly is the battle between selflessness and selfishness. The second battle we need to fight and win for us to shine brightly is the battle between forgiveness and bitterness. I dare say that forgiveness is different from trusting. Some people insist that if you have truly forgiven, then you must trust. Not at all. Imagine that someone came to your house, for instance, and stole your deep freezer. They carried it on their head and ran away with it. Then they come and say, I am sorry, I am so sorry. Are you not a Christian? Are you not supposed to forgive me? I am sorry, forgive me. Some people are just like that. Guess what? You should even forgive them before they leave the gate with the freezer. But then the person comes to you and says, I need access to your house while you are away at work. Can you leave your key for me? What should you say? No. Does that mean that you have not forgiven? So you can forgive and not trust? Of course, forgiveness is given. Trust is earned. You forgive, it is given beforehand, but trust is earned. Hebrews 12 verse 15 says, watch out that no bitterness takes root among you, for as it springs up, it causes deep trouble, hurting many in their spiritual lives. You need to watch out. God is saying, you are responsible to make sure that you do not become bitter. Not being bitter is your responsibility because bitterness dulls your shine. The more you get bitter, the more you are dulling your shine. But because you must shine your shine, you must learn to forgive and let it go. It is a decision. But they do not deserve to be forgiven. The question is, do you deserve freedom? Your forgiveness does not set them free. It sets you free. When you forgive someone, you become free. But when you harbor unforgiveness and you allow bitterness to take root, God says it causes deep trouble. A lot of people get all sorts of health problems from bitterness or unforgiveness. The person hurt you 20 years ago. Why must you let them hurt you again today? You may not be able to stop them from hurting you 20 years ago, but you can stop them from hurting you today by letting them walk away. If you refuse, they will hurt you 20 years ago and they will continue to hurt you today. You are the one getting hurt, not them. So let it go. Just let it go. Bitterness causes deep trouble, hurting many in their spiritual lives. Some people are stressed out with high blood pressure and all sorts of health problems because of bitterness. The truth is, the damage bitterness brings is usually more than the damage the hurt will bring. Bitterness always does more damage than hurt. Let it go and forgive. Let us pray. Father, show me every root of bitterness in my heart and empower me to forgive and let it go completely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.